A translator in Soviet-occupied Czechoslovakia gazes at the U.S. Embassy. A high school student in Nigeria applies to dozens of American universities. A protester in Hong Kong proudly waves the stars and stripes. For many, America represents opportunity. In his 1782 pamphlet, Information to Those Who Would Remove to America, Ben Franklin tried to explain to the inhabitants of the Old World what they should expect in the New World. He wrote, "It is not advisable for a person to come to America who has no other quality to recommend him but his birth. In America, people do not inquire concerning a stranger, what is he, but what can he do? This is a country where no matter your background or origin, you have a shot at success." But opportunity can only survive under certain conditions. When dictators and tyrants stamp out political opposition, free speech, and human rights, they suffocate opportunity itself. The victims of their regimes have trouble thinking about hard work and socioeconomic success when they cannot speak their mind without arrest and detention, or when their entire world is a prison cell. Equal opportunity needs a prerequisite to exist, and that prerequisite is freedom. Freedom from an oppressive ruler who acts without the consent of the governed. Freedom from fear of murder or retribution. Freedom to make your own life choices and pursue your own dreams. This conception of freedom is powerful, but it is found only rarely in the grand sweep of history. It requires a difficult internal balance between autocracy and anarchy, and even if that balance is struck and maintained, there are always external forces greedy for ever more power who seek to tear away freedom from the few who enjoy its blessings. It is an inevitable truth that liberty is never found without accompanying sacrifice. As Thomas Paine wrote in The American Crisis No. 4, those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must undergo the fatigues of supporting it. Ever since the American Revolution, the fatigues of supporting freedom have fallen upon the shoulders of American men and women in uniform. Monarchs, despots, and autocrats the world over have tried again and again to destroy America and the freedom and opportunity it represents. And time again, they have been met by American and Allied soldiers. From the trenches of Yorktown to the beaches of Normandy. Their sacrifices are the reason America still stands today. Their efforts are the reason why the Czech translator, the Nigerian student, and the Hong Kong protester can look to the United States for hope. It is thanks to our veterans and our fallen soldiers that we still enjoy our inalienable rights today, more than two centuries after the Constitutional Convention. None of this is to say that America is without problems. Indeed, we face rising threats to our freedom both at home and abroad, but that is precisely why we need our veterans and their stories now more than ever. As Patrick Henry once said to the Second Virginia Convention, "I know no way of judging of the future, but by the past." In order to guide the future of our nation, to defend all the liberties that we hold dear, we must understand how we gained and preserved our freedom in the first place. And our veterans can tell us how. When our nation faces hardship, our veterans are here to continue serving America long after they've left the battlefield. When we read history, our veterans are here to show us the weight of humanity that lies behind the facts and figures of textbooks. And when we begin to take our opportunity and liberty for granted, to abandon the core principles of equality and justice that our nation and our people stand upon, our veterans are here to remind us of the hefty cost of freedom. That is the true importance of the American veteran.